Hidden Agenda by Charles Wooten. Chapter 1. Summer Returns. Kira Harper dragged her worn suitcase across the cracked sidewalks of her hometown, the summer sun beating down on her back. The air smelled faintly of exhaust and fried food from the corner diner, a smell she had once loved but now only reminded her of small-town boredom. College had been exhausting. Sophomore year had chewed her up, spit her out, and left her craving freedom. This summer was supposed to be different, a break from the endless routine of classes, papers, and professors who barely knew her name. Her mother, Lydia, called from the kitchen. Kira, is that you? Come on in. Your stepdad's been griping about you dragging your feet again. Kira rolled her eyes but smiled, swinging the suitcase onto the porch. Marcus, her stepdad, was leaning against the side of the house, phone in hand, his uniform slightly wrinkled from the long day at Swift Wheels, the rideshare company he had started working for after losing his corporate job. He looked up, nodded, and gave her that look, the one that said he knew more than he let on, the one that made her feel both safe and annoyed at the same time. You actually made it on time, Marcus said, a hint of amusement in his voice. Summer's just starting, and you already look like you're ready to run off with the whole city. Kira smirked. You're not my chaperone, Marcus. I know, he said softly, eyes scanning the street. Just don't forget, there's a lot out there that'll chew you up before you even see it coming. She sighed and trudged into the house, where the faint sound of her mother chopping vegetables filled the air. Lydia looked up and smiled, wiping her hands on a towel. Home at last. You've got a long summer ahead. Promise me you'll stay out of trouble. Mom, I'm almost 20. Trouble finds me even if I stay in bed all day, Kira replied with a wink. The first night, the familiar hum of the neighborhood comforted her. Marcus went out for his last shift as a driver before the weekend, and Kira unpacked, letting the old memories of high school summers wash over her. The phone buzzed. It was Aaliyah, her best friend from high school. You ready to party? The message read. Kira laughed, feeling the rush of adrenaline she had been missing. By the time she made it to her friend's apartment later that evening, the city lights shimmered in the distance like fireflies, and the night promised chaos, excitement, and danger. Kira didn't know it yet, but Marcus would be watching her every move, often from the seat of his car, keeping her safe in ways she couldn't yet understand. And so, the summer began, bright, reckless, and completely unprepared for the storm that was coming. Chapter 2, Friends Reunited. The apartment door swung open, and the smell of takeout and perfume hit Kira like a wave. Aaliyah Reed was the first to sweep in, arms flailing like she owned the place. Kira, you made it. Finally, summer's ours, she yelled, tossing a small duffel bag onto the couch. Her laugh was loud and infectious, the kind that could make a room forget the weight of reality for at least a few minutes. Jordan Carter followed, quieter, cautious, his hands stuffed in his pockets, as he scanned the room like a kid who didn't trust grown-up plans. Maya Thompson was already flopped on the couch, scrolling through her phone and snacking on chips, while Tasha Brooks leaned against the counter, smirking at everyone like she'd already planned the chaos of the night. Kira dropped her bag and slumped onto the edge of the sofa. I swear, you guys didn't even miss a beat. It's like no time has passed. Time doesn't exist in summer, Aaliyah replied, grinning. Especially when we're together. They laughed, and for a moment Kira let herself forget the tension back at home, the stepdad silently watching. The mother fretting over bills and work, the strange unease she felt living in two worlds at once. Summer was supposed to be freedom, and her friends were determined to make sure it stayed that way. Plans were made quickly, voices overlapping, a night at the club, drinks, laughter, and maybe a little trouble. Kira hesitated for a split second, thinking of her stepdad, but she pushed it aside. Marcus wouldn't follow her here, she convinced herself. He had work to do, lives to manage, and a whole separate world she didn't belong to yet. The first night out was electric. Neon lights flickered across the crowded streets, music thumped through her chest, and the air smelled of sweat, perfume, and cheap beer. Tasha pulled Kira along, whispering, "Tonight's gonna be legendary. You'll thank me later." But not everything went as planned. A man lingered too long near their table, eyes sharp, hands twitching. Kira felt the unease immediately, her instincts honed from years of city life kicking in. Aaliyah didn't notice, too busy laughing at a joke, while Jordan fidgeted nervously, sensing the tension in the air. The man tried to snatch Tasha's purse, but before she could react, someone intervened. A tall figure stepping from the shadows, blocking the man's way. Kira didn't recognize him, but the air seemed to shift. By the time the night ended, Kira's pulse was still racing. She hadn't realized how far she'd already fallen into the whirlpool of summer freedom, how quickly thrills and danger could intertwine. Back in the cab on the way home, she leaned against the window, staring at the city lights, venting to the quiet driver about her friends, the club, and the strange man who had almost ruined the night. Marcus, sitting behind the wheel, nodded silently, saying nothing. He heard every word, absorbing every detail, carefully keeping his identity hidden. Kira had no idea that the person protecting her, the silent guardian, was the man she called stepdad at home. By the time she reached her street, a mix of excitement, fear, and thrill coursed through her. This summer wasn't just a break, it was a storm, and she was standing right in the middle of it. Chapter 3. First Night Out. The neon glow of Club Eclipse lit up the street like a promise of chaos. Kira's heart thumped in rhythm with the bass spilling from the doors as she and her friends pushed through the crowd. The air inside was hot, heavy with perfume and sweat, the smell of alcohol sharp beneath the pounding music. Lights spun across the dance floor, throwing colored streaks over faces and bodies moving in manic rhythm. Tasha was already in the middle of the floor, daring anyone to challenge her energy, while Aaliyah shouted over the music, laughing like they were invincible. Jordan hung back near the bar, scanning the crowd, a protective tension in his posture that Kira almost found amusing. Maya floated between them, trying to keep track of everyone without losing herself to the rhythm of the night. Kira let herself go, letting the music wash over her. It was intoxicating, the freedom, the chaos, the feeling of being young and untouchable. But that feeling didn't last long. She noticed a man watching from the corner of the room, his eyes sharp, predatory. Something about him set off alarms in the back of her mind. Before she could move away, he was there, blocking the path of Tasha as she returned from the bar. Hands moved too fast, trying to grab at the purse slung over her shoulder. Aaliyah's scream cut through the music. Instinct kicked in. Kira shoved him back, heart hammering, adrenaline surging. He stumbled, but then other men appeared, and suddenly, the chaos escalated. From the back of the room, a shadow moved, someone stepping through the crowd with calm precision, making space as they went. Kira didn't recognize him, but the presence was enough to force the would-be attackers back. The music, the lights, the screaming friends, all blurred into a single pulse of danger. When the fight was over, Kira leaned against a wall, chest heaving, hair plastered to her forehead. "You okay?" Aaliyah asked, worry overtaking her usual bravado. "Yeah," Kira said, trying to convince herself. "I'm fine." Jordan glared at the crowd, fists clenched. "This place is a mistake," he muttered. "We shouldn't even be here." Tasha laughed, brushing herself off. "Come on, live a little. You're not gonna die tonight, Jordan. Relax." But Kira couldn't shake the feeling of eyes on her, a subtle weight pressing against her senses. When she climbed into the cab later that night, exhausted and exhilarated, she poured her fears and excitement into her monologue, unaware that the man behind the wheel, quiet, attentive, and patient, was listening to every word. Marcus drove silently, the weight of her world and her choices pressing heavily against him, yet he said nothing. The streets blurred past as Kira stared out the window, the city alive with possibilities she didn't yet fully understand. Somewhere between freedom and recklessness, danger and thrill, her summer was unfolding. And Marcus knew he would have to navigate both worlds to keep her safe. Chapter 4, Marcus's World. Marcus sat in the dim glow of Derek's recording studio, a half-empty beer sweating in his hand. Smoke curled lazily from the joint Derek had passed him, the scent heavy. In the room, mixing with the faint hum of bass from the speakers. Luis leaned back in a chair, chuckling at some old story about their reckless youth. And Marcus forced a smile, nodding along even though his mind was elsewhere. He thought about Kira, about the summer she was plunging headfirst into. She had no idea the risks she was courting, no clue that the city she danced through at night could swallow her whole if he didn't watch. His heart twisted as he remembered her text messages, the way she laughed at danger, oblivious to the shadows that followed. "Man, you've changed," Derek said suddenly, passing him another beer. "Used to be all carefree, remember?" Now you're stressed about bills, kids, custody battles? Marcus took a sip and nodded. Yeah. Life gets heavy when you have to watch more than just yourself. Luis smirked. Sounds like someone's missing his kid, again. Marcus didn't answer immediately. He thought about his other child, the custody fight that had drained him of nearly every cent he'd earned over the past year. A $100,000 lawyer fee, just to stay in the game. It seemed endless. He loved his family fiercely, and yet the world always found ways to challenge him. The conversation drifted back to their youth, the wild nights, the stupid mistakes, the friends they'd lost along the way. Marcus laughed quietly. The memories bitter and sweet. Nothing like those days now, he muttered, eyes drifting to the window where the neon lights of the city winked in the distance. The city outside was alive, chaotic, and full of risk, the same city Kira was now navigating without him by her side. He felt a pang of guilt mixed with determination. She had to learn, but not too fast. She had to fall a little, but he couldn't let her break completely. After a few more hours, he left the studio and walked to his car, the streets. Quiet now, except for the distant hum of nightlife fading into early morning. He slid into the driver's seat, running through the night schedule. Someone had to be there. Someone had to watch. And tonight, that someone was him, invisible behind the wheel, listening to the confessions of his stepdaughter as she laughed and vented about a world he could only partly influence. Marcus started the engine, the hum of the cab blending with the early morning sounds of the city. Outside, the neon lights faded behind him, but the weight of responsibility was constant. He didn't just drive for a living, he drove for protection, for safety, for the fragile threads of a life he was quietly tethered to. And somewhere in the back seat, Kira didn't know it, but he was always there. Always. Chapter 5. Shopping trips. The sun was just rising over the neighborhood when Kira slid into the front seat of Marcus's cab, bleary-eyed but buzzing from the previous night. She rubbed her temples and glanced at him, trying to ignore the quiet weight he carried behind the wheel. I just need to grab a few things, she said, voice dragging. Some snacks, maybe a couple bottles for the weekend. Marcus didn't say a word, just nodded, eyes scanning the streets as the engine hummed to life. He knew these little errands weren't harmless. They were opportunities for trouble to sneak in quietly. But he also knew she needed these moments, this sense of independence, even if it came with risks. The gas station was buzzing, morning regulars drifting in and out. Kira hopped out, waving vaguely at the cashier, a young woman with sharp eyes who knew her routine. Marcus stayed in the car, hood up, posture relaxed but alert. He watched Kira interact, laughing, joking, oblivious to the silent danger he imagined around every corner. Back already? Aaliyah's voice rang in Kira's mind as she swiped her card. She bought a pack of chips, a soda, and two bottles of wine for later. Marcus noticed every detail, the casual ease of her gestures, the tiny cracks of worry she didn't even know she carried. Driving back, Marcus's thoughts drifted to his own struggles, custody battles. With his other child, bills piling up, the constant pressure of work. Life had a way of piling everything at once, but he didn't complain. Not here. Not while Kira's laughter filled the cab, the words spilling out of her like sunlight through a dusty window. You ever think about just slowing down? He asked softly, though Kira didn't know he was talking to her about more than just the errands. Slowing down? Nah, she said, tossing the wine into the back seat. Slowing down is for people who don't know how to have fun. Marcus smiled faintly, a mixture of pride and worry curling in his chest. She had fire, but fire could burn everything around her if it went unchecked. They pulled into the driveway just as Lydia appeared at the door, phone in hand. You're early, she called, voice light but edged with curiosity. Everything okay? Yeah, Mom, Kira said, hopping out and waving. Just a few quick stops. Nothing to worry about. But Marcus knew better. He had seen the patterns forming, the nights escalating, the friends pushing boundaries. The errands were small, but they were a training ground for bigger chaos ahead. He would continue to watch, silent and vigilant, a guardian in the shadows, knowing that one day Kira would realize the full measure of what he had been doing for her. The summer was settling in, and every quiet moment, every simple trip, was another thread in the intricate web of what this summer would become. Chapter 6, Family Dinner. The aroma of roasted chicken and fresh vegetables filled the Harper kitchen as Kira slung her bag onto the counter. Lydia was bustling, moving from stove to counter with precision, while Marcus leaned against the doorway, arms crossed, silently observing. The clatter of plates and silverware mixed with the low hum of the ceiling fan, creating a rhythm that felt comforting yet tense. "Sit down, Kira," Lydia said, nudging her toward the table. "You've got a lot of energy coming home with you, I can see that. Tell me everything about college." Kira rolled her eyes but smiled, dropping into a chair. "It's fine. Classes, friends, boring lectures, nothing exciting. You know the drill." Marcus's gaze lingered on her, quiet but heavy. He knew the thrill and danger she'd already started chasing, the new friends who pushed her boundaries and the world outside these walls that had no rules or warnings. Aunt Angela and Uncle Derek were there too, visiting for the week. Aunt Angela's presence was warm, maternal, with a sharp edge that came from years of seeing what the world could do to people who weren't careful. Uncle Derek lounged in his chair, smirking at Kira like she reminded him of someone from his own reckless youth. "Kira, darling," Aunt Angela said, setting a salad bowl on the table. "You've grown into such a spirited young woman, but remember, freedom comes with consequences." Kira laughed lightly, brushing off the warning. "I know, Aunt Angela, don't worry about me." Marcus spoke for the first time, voice calm but firm. "She's learning. That's all anyone can do. Learn before the mistakes cost too much." Uncle Derek raised an eyebrow. "And you're here to make sure she doesn't crash too hard, right?"
"I'm doing what I can," Marcus replied, sipping his water. His eyes, however, betrayed a vigilance that no words could capture.
He knew how fragile the balance of this summer was, Kira's desire to explore versus the dangers she didn't see. The conversation flowed, shifting from college anecdotes to work frustrations. Lydia shared her own battles at the office, subtle complaints about overbearing bosses and endless paperwork. Aunt Angela chimed in with stories from her youth, painting pictures of risk, recklessness, and lessons learned the hard way. Uncle Derek laughed at the chaos of it all, but his eyes held a warning, a glimpse into the realities of the adult world Kira had yet to face fully. By the time dessert was served, Kira's mind was buzzing with excitement and unease. There was love here, warmth and laughter. But underneath, the tension was palpable. Marcus silently calculated the next steps, planning routes and strategies, watching the world around Kira like a shadow that never left. That night, as the city lights flickered outside the window, Kira felt both at home and on the brink of something entirely new. She didn't know it yet, but the summer ahead would test friendships, reveal hidden truths, and pull her further into worlds she had only glimpsed. Chapter 7, Trouble in the Night. Kira's phone buzzed, just as she stepped out of the apartment building. Tasha's name flashed across the screen, excitement practically vibrating through the text. "Party at the Edge tonight. You in or nah?" She hesitated. Last night's incident at the club still lingered in her mind, the man, the near robbery, the rush of adrenaline. But curiosity and the pull of her friends were stronger. Kira typed back quickly, "I'm in. Let's make it a night to remember." By the time she arrived, the streets were alive with flashing lights and bass-heavy music spilling from every open doorway. Kira and her friends slipped through the crowd, their laughter mingling with the chaos. Aaliyah grabbed her arm. "You'll love this, trust me." Inside, the club was a storm of color and sound. Kira felt the familiar thrill, but also a prickling unease at the edges of her mind. Tasha was already in her element, commanding attention with a smile that could light up the room, or start a fight. The night twisted quickly. Drinks were spilled, arguments flared, and Kira watched as an acquaintance from her past, someone she thought she knew, moved too close, whispering threats and secrets that made her stomach twist. She realized, too late, that danger had been lurking closer than she imagined. Meanwhile, Marcus sat in his car nearby, eyes sharp, every muscle taut. He could see the patterns forming, the way trouble was circling Kira like predators around a vulnerable prey. His jaw tightened. He knew the risks of this world, the consequences of mistakes, and he would not let her fall. Not entirely, not without him there. Back inside the club, chaos erupted. A scuffle broke out near the bar, glasses shattered. Kira ducked instinctively, pulling Aaliyah down with her. Music thumped like a heartbeat, pounding her chest as adrenaline surged. She realized in a sharp, terrifying moment, how vulnerable they all were. By the time she left, shaken but unhurt, Marcus was waiting in the cab, calm but present. She slid into the back seat,
wordless, exhausted. He didn't need to ask what had happened. He already knew. "Rough night," he said finally, voice low. "You could say that," Kira muttered, her gaze fixed on the passing streetlights. Marcus didn't reply. Instead, he started the engine, his mind racing through strategies, plans, and warnings. The summer was escalating. The fun, the danger, and the secrets were colliding, and Kira's world, and his, were about to change in ways neither of them could yet imagine. Chapter 8, Secrets Unravel. The next morning, Kira woke to the hum of the city outside her window. Her head throbbed from last night's chaos, but her phone was already buzzing with texts from friends reliving every detail of the club. She groaned, burying her face in the pillow. "Seriously, did we survive that?" Aaliyah's message read, followed by a string of laughing emojis. Kira typed back lazily, barely. "But we did." The weekend stretched on, and Kira found herself slipping further into the whirlwind of nightlife, reckless decisions, and friendships that pushed her boundaries. Tasha thrived on chaos, dragging everyone into schemes that teetered on trouble, while Aaliyah was the mediator, trying to keep the group from completely unraveling. Jordan and Maya balanced the energy with cautious concern, a reminder that not everyone was as fearless or foolish as Kira. Meanwhile, Marcus navigated his own storm. He worked longer hours, juggling Swift Wheels routes, custody negotiations, and financial strain. His friends Derek and Luis became his late-night confidants, offering advice, laughter, and a dose of nostalgia as they smoked and drank in the recording studio. But none of it could ease the constant vigilance he felt for Kira. It was during a routine drop-off that the first cracks began to appear. Kira recounted every detail of her night to Marcus, oblivious to the fact that he was the one behind the wheel, the quiet guardian listening to secrets he could never share. Her stories were filled with laughter, daring exploits, and confessions, some careless, some troubling. "You know," Marcus said finally, breaking the silence, "people can surprise you. Sometimes in ways you don't expect." Kira laughed, not realizing the weight of his words. "Yeah, like last night?" "Something like that," he murmured, eyes on the road. The unspoken meaning lingered between them, invisible yet potent. Later that week, Kira's world collided with reality. One of her friends, caught up in the same reckless energy, suffered a brutal assault. The news hit her hard, shaking the carefree confidence she had carried since arriving home. Panic, fear, and guilt mingled with anger. Kira began to understand that her summer wasn't just a playground, it was a battlefield. Marcus felt the impact too, though from a distance. Every tragedy, every mistake, reinforced his silent promise to protect her, even if it meant living in the shadows. He kept driving, kept listening, kept guarding the threads of a life he could not fully control. By the time Kira returned home that night, she was quieter, reflective. Her friends gathered in her room, whispering in low tones, their laughter subdued. Kira leaned against the window, staring out at the city, realizing for the first time how fragile her freedom really was. The summer was no longer just fun, it was a test, and Kira was just beginning to understand the stakes. Chapter 9, Shadows and Revelations. Kira woke to the shrill ring of her phone. The news hit her like a punch to the chest. One of her friends had been arrested, caught in a mess she had only vaguely imagined. Shock and disbelief clashed with anger and guilt. How had things escalated so fast? Aaliyah's frantic texts filled the screen, pleading for answers, for reassurance. Kira's chest tightened. She felt a weight she hadn't known before, the first real taste of consequence in a summer that had seemed endless and free. Marcus, meanwhile, had already heard from the night's dispatch. He knew where Kira had been, with whom, and what dangers lurked in every corner. He drove through the morning streets, silent, methodical, scanning for any hint of trouble, feeling the pressure of the double life he was leading, the protector, the stepdad, the man balancing duty and love in equal measure. Later that afternoon, Kira gathered with her friends in the apartment. The air was tense, thick with unspoken fear. Maya whispered about the incident in hushed tones, her usual calm replaced with nervous glances at the door. Tasha, uncharacteristically subdued, avoided eye contact, knowing the recklessness had consequences she hadn't accounted for. "This is serious," Jordan finally said, breaking the silence. "We can't keep doing this. Someone's going to get hurt, or worse." Kira felt a chill run down her spine. She had always known, somewhere deep inside, that the summer would bring trouble. But seeing it unfold in real time, feeling the fragility of her world, hit differently. The excitement, the thrill. It was no longer worth the cost if she lost someone she loved. Marcus, parked a few blocks away, listened quietly to her laughter. And the tense conversation, watching over her without her knowledge. He recognized the patterns, the choices, and the inevitability of mistakes. But he also recognized her resilience. There was a fire in her, reckless yet strong, and he knew she would survive, but not without scars. That night, Kira sat alone in her room, staring at the ceiling. Her friends had retreated, exhausted and shaken. The city outside was alive, indifferent to the turmoil inside the apartment. She felt the first stirrings of doubt, the creeping sense that freedom came at a price she hadn't fully considered. Somewhere in the quiet hum of the streetlights and the distant music of nightlife, Marcus made his rounds. He checked in on every corner, every route, every shadow where danger could lurk. Invisible, silent, ever-present. He was the guardian she didn't know she had, and the summer's secrets were only just beginning to unravel. Chapter 10. Crossing Lines. The night air was thick with the smell of rain and exhaust as Kira and her friends piled into a car, heading toward an underground party on the outskirts of the city. The sky was dark, clouds heavy, and every streetlight cast long shadows that twisted like warning signs. Tasha laughed, music blaring from the speakers, while Aaliyah tried to keep her balance on the crowded back seat. "This is going to be insane," Tasha shouted over the bass. "Trust me, you'll remember this one." Kira felt the familiar thrill, mixed with a gnawing unease. Something about the night felt different, more dangerous. Yet she couldn't stop herself, drawn into the adrenaline, the chaos, the reckless freedom she'd chased all summer. The party was a blur of lights, smoke, and bodies pressed too close together. Drinks flowed freely, laughter mingled with the loud thump of music, and Kira felt herself dissolving into the chaos. She didn't notice the figures in the corners, the predatory glances, the hands that moved too quickly, too confidently. It happened in a heartbeat. One of her friends, caught up in the energy, was assaulted in the shadows. Kira froze, panic lancing through her veins, her heart hammering. She grabbed Aaliyah's arm, pulling her toward safety, but the damage had already been done. The weight of the world hit her suddenly. The danger she had ignored, the choices she had made, the fine line between thrill and catastrophe. Outside, Marcus was already tracking every movement. Swift Wheels had given him enough hours that he could patrol the streets at night, watch over Kira without her knowledge. His pulse was steady, eyes scanning the night, hand gripping the steering wheel as he intercepted potential threats before they reached her. He saw the chaos, felt the fear, and knew he was the only line between safety and disaster. Back at the apartment, Kira's friends were shaken, words tumbling out in frantic whispers. She realized the first real cost of her reckless freedom. The adrenaline and laughter were gone, replaced by guilt, fear, and a sobering clarity, life. Outside her home's walls was dangerous, and not everyone survived the summer unscathed. Marcus waited silently in his car, heart heavy but vigilant. He knew the incidents of the night were just the beginning, the first cracks in the illusion of safety Kira had carried with her. And somewhere, in the back of her mind, Kira began to feel it too, the first inklings, that someone had been watching, guiding, protecting her from the shadows all along. The summer was no longer just fun and adventure. It was a battlefield, and Kira was standing in the middle of it, unaware of how close she had come to losing everything. Chapter 11, Fractures. The apartment felt smaller that morning, the air thick with tension. Kira sat on the edge of her bed, staring at the floor as Aaliyah recounted the night's events, her voice trembling. Tasha had been reckless, pushing boundaries that couldn't be undone, while Jordan and Maya tried to soothe the rising panic among the group. Kira ran a hand through her hair, mind spinning. The weight of responsibility she had avoided all summer pressed down, relentless and unyielding. She realized painfully that every choice had consequences, every thrill a price. And some prices were more than friends could pay. Marcus at Swift Wheels felt the echoes of the night in his chest. Every incident was a reminder of the delicate balance he maintained, his daughter's safety, the world he could not fully control, the responsibilities he carried silently. He called Derek and Luis, seeking advice, grounding himself, sharing the burden, with friends who understood the cost of looking out for someone else's life. Later that day, Kira confronted Tasha. Words flew, sharp and cutting. "Do you even realize what you put us through?" she demanded. Tasha smirked, unrepentant, brushing off the gravity of their reality. "It's summer, Kira. You can't live your whole life in fear." "But people got hurt," Kira shouted. "People got arrested. Someone could have died." Tasha shrugged, eyes glinting with defiance. "You're just scared. That's fine. Let it be." Kira stormed out, chest heaving. Outside, the city pulsed with life, indifferent to her turmoil. She didn't know that Marcus was already nearby, silently watching, tracking every movement, aware of the danger lurking even in broad daylight. The evening brought a quiet reflection. Kira sat by her window looking at the glowing skyline. She thought of her mother, her aunt and uncle, the friends she had trusted, and wondered how much longer she could balance on the edge before everything came crashing down. Marcus drove his final route of the night, eyes sharp, heart heavy. He knew the summer was shifting, the stakes climbing higher with each reckless decision. Kira's innocence, the freedom she chased, and the friends who influenced her were all part of a storm he could not fully control, but he would be there, always, watching from the shadows, guiding, protecting, and waiting for the moment the truth might finally be revealed. The summer's thrill had dimmed slightly, replaced by caution and realization. And somewhere in the quiet hum of the city, Kira began to sense that life was no longer just hers to navigate. Someone else was pulling the strings, silently and unwaveringly, in ways she could never have imagined. Chapter 12, Consequences. The news came like a thunderclap. One of Kira's friends, reckless and wild, had been murdered in a dark alley downtown. A victim of a world they had all flirted with but never truly understood. The group was thrown into chaos, grief and guilt bleeding into every conversation. Kira felt her stomach twist, disbelief and horror mixing with the adrenaline that had fueled her reckless summer. Aaliyah sobbed in the corner of Kira's room, trembling as she recounted the night's events. Jordan's face was pale, jaw tight, fists clenched as he paced, trying to make sense of a senseless tragedy. Maya sat quietly, eyes distant, already imagining the worst for themselves, while Tasha, stubborn, defiant, remained silent, staring at the floor as if she could erase the past by sheer will. Marcus heard about it before Kira did. His heart clenched in the cab as he drove through the city streets, calculating risks, replaying scenarios in his mind. He knew how fragile her world had become, how quickly danger could slip past even his careful watch. Swift wheels routes, recording studio nights with Derek and Luis, and custody. Battles all faded into the background as his focus narrowed on Kira. He could not, would not, let her fall victim to the same fate. That night, Kira sat silently in the back seat, recounting the day's events to Marcus. She laughed occasionally, a brittle sound, masking the horror she felt. He listened without interruption, noting every detail, every mistake, every risk she had taken. Her words were her own confession, and he absorbed them all silently, strategizing how to keep her safe without revealing his identity. The tension between her world and his was palpable. Kira was slipping further into reckless freedom, her friends pulled along by the momentum of youth. While Marcus moved through shadows, invisible, guarding, and calculating every possible threat. By the early hours, Kira returned home, exhausted and haunted. The city outside glittered with indifferent lights, while inside, grief and fear mingled with relief at simply being alive. Marcus parked nearby, sitting in silence, knowing the delicate balance of protection and secrecy was becoming more difficult with each passing day. The summer had transformed. It was no longer just fun, excitement, and thrills. It was danger, consequence, and the slow unraveling of innocence. And somewhere in the back of Kira's mind, a seed of doubt was planted, a quiet, nagging feeling that someone had been watching her all along, someone whose presence was invisible but unwavering. Chapter 13, The Near Reveal. The club lights bounced across the walls in fractured colors, reflecting the chaos Kira had come to crave. She laughed with Tasha, Aaliyah, and the others, but something felt different tonight. Every shadow seemed too deep, every glance too sharp. Kira couldn't shake the feeling that someone was watching her, someone familiar, someone who knew her better than she knew herself. Marcus drove slowly nearby, pretending to be a regular cabbie on his late-night route, eyes flicking to the club every few minutes. He could see her, so close, and yet completely unaware of the man protecting her from the periphery. He listened as her voice carried out of the car, loud and carefree, spilling secrets he could never acknowledge. Inside, Kira's world spiraled further into recklessness. Tasha egged her on, whispering promises of wild nights and unforgettable memories. But Kira's laughter was edged with anxiety she couldn't name. Her stepdad, Marcus, was always at the back of her mind now, though she didn't know it. Something about the safety she felt, the calm that seemed to shadow her chaos, made her pause. A fight broke out near the bar. Drinks flew, shouts rang out, and Kira instinctively ducked. Marcus noticed immediately, slamming his cab into gear and pulling closer to the exit. He wanted to intervene, to make sure she was safe, but he had to maintain his cover. As Kira and her friends spilled into the street, a drunk stranger grabbed her arm. Panic surged. Her voice cracked, calling for help, and in the momentary chaos, Marcus stepped from the shadows. He didn't reveal himself, he couldn't, but his presence was enough to scare the man back. Kira felt a comforting yet unplaceable reassurance, the same feeling she always got in the cab, though she didn't know why. Back in the cab, Kira rattled on about the night, her adrenaline still high. Marcus said little, letting her vent, let loose, absorb the lessons she hadn't fully recognized yet. He glanced at her in the rearview mirror, the moonlight catching the sharp angles of her face. The summer was nearly over, but the most dangerous moments were still ahead. For the first time, Kira's mind flickered with a suspicion. Could he? She shook it off. It was impossible. Yet the seed had been planted. Marcus remained silent, ever watchful, carrying the burden of truth. And love in a world that was spinning faster than he could control. The line between freedom and danger had never been thinner, and neither of them knew how quickly it would snap. Chapter 14, Collision Course. The tension had been building all summer, but tonight it finally snapped. Kira and her friends arrived at an underground party in a warehouse on the edge of the city, the bass reverberating through the concrete walls. The air was thick with smoke, perfume, and alcohol. Neon lights flickered across faces, highlighting grins and shadows alike. Tasha dragged Kira deeper into the crowd. "Tonight, we don't hold back," she shouted, eyes wild. Kira laughed, adrenaline and unease tangled in her chest. Something about the night felt different, darker. Every shadow seemed alive. Every stranger's glance pointed directly at them. Outside, Marcus parked the cab a few blocks away, hands tight on the wheel, senses sharp. He knew where Kira was, who she was with, and the dangers that lurked in every corner. Every instinct screamed that this night could spiral beyond control. Inside, the group got caught in chaos almost immediately. Drinks spilled, arguments erupted, and Kira narrowly avoided a mugging in a crowded corridor. Panic surged, fear and adrenaline mingling. And in the back of her mind, she felt the faintest flicker of recognition. A comforting presence she couldn't place. Marcus moved silently, threading through the streets, eyes never leaving the building. He could see the threats, the potential disasters. He could hear Kira's laughter, the venting, the secrets spilling out, and his heart ached with both love and frustration. She was so close to danger she didn't even understand. As the night wore on, Kira's stepdad identity almost revealed itself. A careless comment, a familiar phrase he'd used in the cab, slipped out in the heat of protecting her from a drunken aggressor. Kira froze, heart racing, a sudden realization flickering through her mind. Could it be? But before she could connect the dots, chaos erupted again. Someone shouted, bottles crashed, and the moment vanished like smoke. By the time Kira left the warehouse, shaken but unhurt, Marcus was waiting silently in the cab. She slid into the back seat, too exhausted and confused to speak. He didn't push, didn't answer the questions she hadn't yet formed. Instead, he drove through the city, the hum of the engine and the neon. Lights outside a quiet counterpoint to the storm of emotions inside. Kira's mind kept returning to that fleeting, unplaceable familiarity, the small hint that someone had always been watching, always protecting. And Marcus, ever vigilant, knew the moment of truth was approaching. Soon, the summer's recklessness, the friends, the chaos and the secrets would collide, and nothing would ever be the same. Chapter 15, Truth and Shadows. The sun had barely risen when Kira stepped out onto the street, head pounding from the previous night. The city was quiet now, but the weight of everything, the assaults, arrests, chaos, and near-death encounters, pressed on her chest like a physical force. She felt the summer closing in, tightening its grip. Marcus waited in the cab, silent, tense. Today was different. He could no longer just observe. Events had escalated beyond the point of simple protection. Kira's reckless choices, the tragedies surrounding her friends, and the growing danger meant the truth had to be revealed, no matter the consequences. Kira slid into the back seat, her eyes meeting the reflection in the rearview mirror. A sudden, sharp familiarity caught her off guard. The way he spoke, the calm authority in his voice, the small details, the phrases, the advice, the protection, it all clicked in an instant. Wait, could it be you? She asked, voice trembling, heart pounding. Marcus exhaled, long and steady. It's me, Kira, he said quietly. I've been here all along, watching, protecting. I couldn't risk telling you. Not until I knew you'd survive this summer alive. Kira sat frozen, the shock mixing with anger, relief, and confusion. You... all this time? You were my driver? Yes, he admitted. Every secret, every danger. You never knew how close you came to losing everything. I couldn't let that happen. Not to you. The silence stretched, thick with emotion. Kira's mind raced through every moment, every laugh, every confession in the cab. The protective presence she had felt, the calm in chaos, it had always been him. And then, the phone buzzed. Another message, another threat, another warning that the summer was not yet over. Marcus gripped the wheel tighter. This isn't over, he said. The dangers you've faced are just the beginning. Kira's eyes hardened, her voice steady despite the storm inside. Then let's face it, together. The cab pulled away, the city sprawling around them. The summer had revealed truths, forced recklessness, and tested bonds. Friends had fallen, secrets had been exposed, and new threats loomed. But one thing was clear, the invisible thread between Kira and Marcus, fragile yet unbreakable, would carry them through the chaos. As they drove into the sunrise, the story of one summer was ending, but another was already beginning, full of danger, revelation, and the promise of secrets yet to be uncovered. And somewhere in the distance, the city waited, indifferent, ready to test them again.